I'm Jay Bay.
I'm John Curtis.
And we're two nerds
in a garage. I gotta stop doing that.
You gotta stop doing the this.
It's gonna be a garage.
We've done this like three episodes in a row.
I know. Good morning, nerds. There's so many of you here. Who's here with us?
We have Mr. Brian McKee, Jason Smith, Maria Barton, Kayla, Marie Coates. Ha ha.
I'm trying to fuss with something here. So,
why don't you tell us? Everyone.
Why don't you tell us
what are we doing this episode?
Tell us what we're going to see while I fix this.
We're going to find out what everyone's watching this week. We are going to run our usual WandaVision recap, both episodes 7 and 8, because hey, we didn't have an episode last week because the wind destroyed us. What else are we going to do? Oh, we're going to do a little dating game. I think that's going to be fun too.
Is it going to end with you sleeping on the couch tonight?
Only time will tell. Exciting. What's up, nerds? Okay. Oh, yes.
So I've got my thing. Oh, no. See, I didn't want it to do that. And it did it anyway.
Well, there's your spoiler, everyone.
Thank goodness that the podcast people can't see all the stuff.
Our train wreckishness.
Good morning, nerds. So
Justine,
I had a
good morning.
Really crappy few days, to be honest.
Really? Why is that?
I'm okay. There I go. Hi, I'm here. Rewind. Okay. So 2 days ago, my car, my Prius Prime, that's not even 3 years old, just didn't want to turn on. We thought it was maybe the battery. So we call a tow truck. The guy shows up, doesn't know how to jump a battery, but he's still like, I'm going to do it anyway. Spends an hour futzing with the battery, just calling his friends, Googling. I was like, dude, we should just take this to Toyota. Like, I was worried he was going to mess it up.
The Prius has been around for a long time. This shouldn't have been a problem.
Well, we finally tow it. Not only do they end up trying to charge me $100 extra for the jump that they couldn't do, plus the $200 tow. And I had to argue that down to the $200. Toyota would have given me a free battery and would have just changed it. No cost. But they couldn't get it to start. Because guess what? Stupid tow truck guy blew all my fuses. So now I have to go pick up my car today and spend $500+. Yes, I will be contacting the tow company. But anyway, that's not where it ended.
Where did it end?
Then yesterday, I had to get my allergy shot, which I already hate, as John knows. It still hurts after 3 years. In the elevator, two people decide to come in my elevator, even though it's only supposed to be two of us total. But I'm like, fine. It's a mom and her son. He's like 16. They stand at the back, whatever. They're talking away. And all of a sudden, she starts screaming. He fainted. Like, she's freaking out. I look back. He's like on the ground, just like a crumpled mess. I'm just like, oh God, now what? So then the elevator
superhero
opens. I'm like telling the first person I see, I'm like, hold that elevator. And I'm running around trying to find a doctor's office. I finally find one. I run in. I'm like, I need a doctor, a nurse, somebody. There's somebody fainted. And as nurses do, without even questioning, comes to the rescue, runs out the door. We go to the elevator.
Heroes.
The elevator right at that moment, bing, closes.
Wasn't that kid's day. He's fine.
Well, we hope. I was like, okay, well, the nurse is here. They're going to figure it out. Like, there's nothing else I can do. I'm not going to like be any help. Right. So I'm like, I've got the nurse. I'm out. I left. So I'm hoping he's okay. Luckily we were in like a place with lots of doctors.
That is kind of a rough week you had.
Well, yeah. And then I had the migraine from heck yesterday.
I have something that's going to cheer you up.
Do you?
It's from Celtic Storm Design, the maker of this awesome mug.
What?
Yes. So please open.
And this is so big, he has to get out of his chair.
Mr. Brian McKee.
Brian McKee. Hi, you're watching. Apparently, he sent a present. I can't wait to open. Harley, we go to the big, let's see what it looks like on the big camera. Can you see how big this is if you go to the full, it gets so big. Okay.
All right.
Here we go. I'm going to open this up. I have no idea what's in here. John has prepped this so that it will just explode on me. Okay. Also, can you put up Celtic Storm Designs logo, even though I'm probably going to block it? All right, I'm pulling this down. What the holy balls of Harry Potter glory am I looking at? Oh my gosh. Oh my God. Okay, that's obviously a broom holder. For those of you listening and not watching, I just got a life-size, custom-made Quidditch broom. I'm out. I'm going to go play Quidditch later, guys. Look at this detail. He's even got the like lightning bolt on there.
That is so badass. I can't even
begin.
Put
up some of those comments, Harley. Oh, wait, also, look, I'm blocking. They're lovely. I made a logo and my shirt's black, so you can't even see it. Christina Avina. Oh, my. I know. Can I take this with us to Universal? Will they let me walk around with this on my back?
I think so.
It's so big. Can you go to the big cam, Harley, so you can kind of see the whole... Like, see the whole, it's huge. It's so freaking awesome. I really hope this is for me and not for a giveaway because I'm not giving this away, Brian. This is mine.
That is pretty amazing.
I'm going to actually ride this the rest of the show. Yes. So.
You too can have a custom made Harry Potter broom. Just contact Celtic Storm Design.
It even came with a big, huge holder so I can put it on
so
the
can
wall.
Mount it on the
so
wall.
I can grab it quickly when I have to fly off and get away from you.
From the nerd dating game. Have it handy. So cool. Have it handy.
But here's the crazy thing. That isn't the end of it.
Christy
I know,
Lee.
I'm leaving the what?
Christy Lee, the quality is amazing. Yes.
It is. It's so cool. I'll have a big long email coming to you, but it's not it. We have more Celtic Storm Design stuff.
Shutter.
Also in cahoots
cahoots
with 115 Creations. These amazing people sent these for you guys. Well, us too, because you know we're going to keep it. One of them. But they know how much I love like the cool coasters and I have them all over the house. They've made one of a kind. John Curtis hasn't even seen these yet.
What?
Two nerds in the garage. Here, baby.
Coasters.
They're so cool. They're like,
made out of wood.
Feel it. It's so cool. And these are going to go in all of our prize packs from here on out. So every time you nerds win something, these are going inside, along with the very cool Matrix plug-in things they gave us as well.
This is so cool.
It's going to be a good 2021 for you nerds.
All right.
Thank you. So. We might have we already owe Jason Smith some prizes for winning the meme challenge.
So Mr. Smith,
we should come up with a new challenge.
You will
week.
Be getting a box. Yes.
Have to come up with something.
Ooh, I got it. Okay.
Okay. So, babe. You know how I love to tell you all the things I want that are this week?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Here's what I want this week. Now, here's I'm going to set it up before Charlie shows what it
you
is.
You want more stuff? You just got a whole bunch of stuff.
So, I would never, ever probably wear this because Harley might. So I might buy it for her and then live vicariously through her. But Harley, show them what I want this week. So this is a...
What?
It's Hot Topic made this eyeshadow, but it's in a legit like Blockbuster case.
Oh my God.
We have them at our store. And Harley gets a discount. So guess who's going to go to the store today? This girl.
Are you really going for just for that?
Well, I mean, I'm sure we'll also like go pick up my car and...
Oh, yeah. So that means I got to drive.
Buy some.
That means we're getting Philly steak sandwiches today.
Yeah, buy
today.
Some lunch. It's all right. Good. Everything's in Burbank. Yeah, it's fine. Okay, more things I want, babe. Yeah.
Help me out.
Can we go here? Maybe not today because it's late, but maybe next time you're off, next week. So at California, not a California Adventure, at Downtown Disney, they've changed the Giant Rainforest Cafe into the Star Traders. So there's a Star Wars trading post. It's got, well, just show the picture.
How articulate.
I know.
Ooh.
That's in Downtown Disney where Rainforest Cafe used to be. I'm sorry, we did all this from last week, so now I'm trying to remember what we actually
This is two shows jammed into one. Keep going. Go.
I'm trying to remember what was. I know there's like just basically it's all the stuff you could only usually get in Batu if you go in the park. You can now go to Downtown Disney and get the stuff. So
well, you're in luck because California Adventure is going to be opening for a food festival with a bunch of food stations at the park. You can't go on the rides.
How do we feel about that though?
As long as they have cream cheese pretzels.
Why wouldn't they? It's a food festival.
I'm in. No, but like, why would you open up the food and not the? Okay.
Because it's COVID.
I don't understand this.
I don't know if you understood anything.
You know what else I don't understand? How it was Agatha all along.
All right, let's jump right into WandaVision.
Spoilers. We'll do that again at the end if you want to walk away
because
you're caught up.
Yes. Hi, Agatha Harkness.
Evil witch.
Is she though?
Well,
what do we think about Agatha?
I was really annoyed with Agatha in when they did the reveal in 7.
Yes.
But through 8 was 8 maybe my favorite episode, to be honest. I like all the backstory we got about everything. Now, if you haven't watched, close your ears, because yes. I love my favorite part of the whole show was when Agatha says, "That makes you the Scarlet Witch."
Oh, dun, dun, dun. Man, that was so cool. That reveal, because of her badassness, it's giving me life. Okay. I want to give props to the actress that plays this, not the Scarlet Witch, Agatha. Yes. She should win some sort of award, because every episode she showed up so invested in each genre. I mean, so did Elizabeth Olsen and Paul Bettany. But something about her, like, she was so distinct and noticeable. Each performance, every episode, every genre. And now she's just embracing this Agatha role with complete gusto. Amazing.
Jason says, she killed the puppy. She's clearly evil.
She didn't. I mean, was the puppy even real to begin with,
and
Jason?
Christy is agreeing with your sentiments. The WandaVision was awesome. That WandaVision was awesome. I love the actor they picked for the role.
I know.
I actually think Elizabeth Olsen is just slaying all over. There's these really big characters that everybody is noticing, but I don't think anybody's noticing how subtle and brilliant her performance is.
Yeah.
Like everything they put her through that last episode, I was with her moment. I'm getting like teary-eyed thinking about
her. Her wailing, her just primal like sadness.
Down to like the little bit of like her sitting on the bed with Vision and like that little moment of
is this great?
Where we might be falling in love moment, but it's so small. Like, I love it. I love it.
Here's something that I did notice though about her performance, just to be the poo-pooer. Was she supposed to have an accent or not? And I know they talked about it on a previous episode.
Well, she had an accent as a kid.
And as Wanda Maximoff in all the Avengers movies.
Oh, did she? I don't think so.
When she goes up against Thanos in Endgame, I don't even know you. And she goes, you will. So she's got the accent.
I don't remember having Harley, can you remember? Did she have a strong accent in that?
Wrong, no, but yes, she does have an accent. She's from Russia.
Sokovia.
Yeah, because she had no accent in that scene. I don't know. I like it without an accent. Christina Avina says, yeah, I thought it was weird too. Well, you guys can poo-poo all you want.
No, she's amazing. Come on. The show is amazing.
This is actually leading me into this. Can you put up a photo for me, Harley? Fandom number one photo. So this is a cartoon that was drawn that I thought was hilarious. It's a little happy person, big-eyed, wide-eyed, happy, going, I like this thing. Maybe I'll check out the fandom. And never they open that. The fandom door, and inside is fire and hell and brimstone and fighting and arguing and rah! And then they shut the fandom door, and they walk away happy, like, well.
Oh, they're not happy. They're just not getting into it.
It was. Only that one. Well, I think that's like, just everybody, like everybody's talking. If anybody brought up that bad part of the Wanda thing and not like all the amazing, it's like, come on, guys.
Yeah, okay. And I guess I'm guilty of it right now. Jason Smith, the accent thing could be from the whole sitcom theme, likely intentional. Yes, Jason, but I'm referring to the points of where she's talking to like the director of S.W.O.R.D. or her time outside of her TV show creation.
Yeah. I don't know. But on the fandom note, like, I think there's another big thing that happened this week that kind of really shows how toxic the fandom is.
Lay it on us. I know what you're talking about.
I don't want to get political. We're not going to talk about the politics of it. I just want to I want to share what this person said, because I think it's said a lot and it's kind of frustrating to me. Mm-hmm. Harley, can you put up that?
So Mr. Senator Ted Cruz.
I wasn't even going to say his name, but okay. Go ahead. Read the tweet.
This was his tweet. Texan Gina Carano broke barriers in the Star Wars universe. Not a princess, not a victim, not some emotionally tortured Jedi. She played a woman who kicked ass and who girls looked up to. She was instrumental in making Star Wars fun again. Of course, Disney canceled her. To start, you could have, despite all the stupid stuff Gina Carano said, you could have given her props as being a strong female role model
without
on the
taking
show.
Down With, every other possible female.
Exactly. Like,
but this is the problem in the fandoms. This is what, and I think guys are absolutely the worst about it. I feel like characters who have nuance. One of my favorite, probably my favorite character in Star Wars ever is Rey. And I love because she's a powerful woman, but she's also got all this nuance. She is tortured. There are things going on. I think guys are used to seeing like, here's my action hero and I'm strong and I'm diehard and I kick ass and I'm not scared of anything. It's like, that's so boring. Like you need to have nuance.
Yeah. But it's also nice just honestly just having female Jedi, and then female Jedis have proliferated ever since Force Awakens. Well, too.
And I was also going to say, the character that that Gina played in Mandalorian wasn't even half as badass as Ahsoka, who was pretty tough.
Yeah. I told you my Force Awakens story, right? I think I did. Maybe I told it on the nerd show.
I don't remember.
Okay. So it was Force Awakens 2015. I don't even remember. And it was kind of an empty theater because the movie had been out for a while. And I was there alone watching it again. And I saw this mom and two daughters down, like it was a totally empty theater, but I saw them just watching it. And at one point, like near the end of the movie, the two daughters, probably 10 to 12, were just like leaning forward on the seats in front of them, just enraptured, like with Rey.
I love
enraptured.
It. And you see little Rays around Disneyland all the time, and I love it so much. Yeah. But then we can also get into the whole controversy with Finn. I feel like I don't want to get political, so it's really hard to like talk about this stuff. And I don't want to get into like what could potentially be, you know, a racism thing, which it could be. But Finn's character also was not very developed. There's a lot of. Do you have that quote handy that you read to me the other day?
No.
It was just really well. It's really well stated.
It was a comment on an official Star Wars post on Facebook, and someone was like, "Listen, man." I love Finn's character, the potential of Finn after Force Awakens. There's so many things that he could have done and become, you know.
Well, they were like, they didn't let him be comic relief. They didn't let him be a Jedi. They didn't let him have a backstory that was deep from where he came from. He was just kind of there.
Nebulous.
Which I actually didn't think about until I always loved Finn. And I was like, oh yeah, I guess they could have went further with his character.
Yeah.
I feel like JJ set it up for that. And then The Last Jedi just threw it out the window. So that's kind of, I blame Rian Johnson. Jason says, you have to look at a source. It's not about the fandom or even the content. It's about playing to an audience for personal gain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
What are you guys watching this week?
Yeah, tell us what you're watching. What are we watching?
Avengers!
Assemble?
Ugh. I was waiting to see what this week's transition was.
Can we see that again, Harley?
Avengers!
Assemble?
Ugh.
Why would you do Chris Evans like that?
Also,
why? We're enhancing Chris Evans.
I love that Chris Evans was in our clip. That's hilarious. I'm curious why you were assemble ? And not full out assemble.
Because.
Over the top nerdy.
Because we're nerds. Assemble? Going for the gag.
Love it, love it, love it. Brian McKee says he's watching Merlin. If you just started it, I know Harley has issues with that. I don't want to spoil anything if you haven't been through the whole series.
You loved it. You have an issue with it?
She does, but I don't want to tell Merlin.
Oh, I've watched the whole thing like 3 times.
I know, but I'm talking about Brian McKee. Is he just starting it? Because I don't want to blow up what you think about it if he's still starting it. She watched it 3 times, though, so she loves it. We watched Keenan.
Uh-huh.
We're done with Keenan. I'll actually probably watch Keenan in the background while I work.
And please tell me if it could.
Yeah. The thing is, Keenan's been on Keenan's been on TV longer than Harley's been alive.
He literally has.
Yeah. He's been on his whole entire life. I've watched him grow up and I love him and I'll still support the show, but it's not.
What's up with that?
I think it could have been more.
I feel like we owe it to Keenan too.
Yeah.
Because he's given us a lot of good stuff over the years. And I just want to show.
Maybe they'll find their footing. I think they just need to be a little more edgy than they are.
Or something.
I feel the same way about Young Rock. I like it better, but I still think that it's missing an edge that it could have. And I know I love how Dwayne Johnson, he has thing for his fans where he wants his fans to always end on happy notes, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that they could have taken a little edgier within the comedy, maybe. Like it doesn't know where it wants to live.
Yeah. And so.
But I'm still going to watch it because, again, I want to support.
Mr. Brian Cooper's watching, binging Ren and Stimpy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Coop, where is that streaming? Because I want to watch Ren and Stimpy too. Space Madness, one of the best cartoons.
HBO
ever.
Or one of those streaming ones?
Watching Ren and Stimpy when you're older is bizarre.
Chip Egbert is watching The Last Tycoon. What is that show? Do you know the show? Yeah. Okay.
I'll have to look it up.
We will have to look it up.
I also watched, so have any of you watched To All the Boys series? There was three movies. I loved the first two. I really loved the second one. And then the third one just came out called Always and Forever, and it really fell flat. It felt
not
forced.
Aware of any of these movies.
I didn't love it. I don't know if any of the ladies are watching it. I don't know. I still watch it because I still like the characters. I don't know. I wanted more from it, I guess. Mm-hmm. And finally, here's a show I'm going to recommend, especially for the ladies who love this type of stuff I watch, and you guys all watch it. Netflix. Binge the show Firefly Lane. It's Sarah Chalk and Katherine Heigl. Ooh. It's basically best friends across time. It's like an edgier, more interesting This Is Us. I like it a lot.
Why didn't you tell me about this?
Because I was binging it while you worked every single day, and I wasn't going to wait for you. Here's the thing. He wants me to wait for him to watch shows, and now it's taken us like 6 years to get through like one episode of West Wing because he falls asleep the whole time.
What did I say we should watch that you're like, we can't. We have too many shows.
Something that just came out. Resident Alien, we're still behind on because he's falling asleep.
The wind is tearing the garage apart.
There was something. Oh, it was the Zoe. We found out that Zoe from Stranger Things. Zoe Stranger.
Oh, that's right.
Jane Levy. She is in a show before Zoe's, said three seasons, called Suburgatory, and it looks really cute.
Anyone seen Suburgatory?
I'm not waiting to watch it with him. Sorry.
Oh, come on.
Christina Avino's watching Good Trouble and still Grey's Anatomy. It never ends.
Like mother, like daughter.
I love Good Trouble. I'm not caught up. There's still an episode waiting because I won't watch it while he's home. I want to watch it when I can just enjoy it without 16 questions every 2 minutes.
Maria Barton's watching Bridgerton, but it's over, so she's not watching anything now.
Not going back to visit.
I want to. Everyone's talking
then
about
do it. When you fall asleep to it and you never get through it, okay. Babe, you have something to show me that you said would make me happy.
Yes. So this is a week old because, hey, the two shows are in one. So I got this happy video from a movie called Happy Gilmore. It's the 25th anniversary of the movie. Play it.
Okay. It's been 25 years since I've done this. Let's see what happens. I'm scared. Shooter McGavin, this is for you. And I'm not lying to you, that is smashed. And that went pretty well. You're dead, Shooter.
Nice drive, Gilmore. 25 years, huh? Let's see if it's Shooter's tour. Check it out. Money. Shooter. Still got it. Well, thank you to all the fans.
I didn't like that movie.
What? Okay. Anyway, that is a gloriously happy video because it's Happy Gilmore reuniting with Shooter McGavin. Shooter. Doing golf stuff.
Hey, Kayla Marie Coates has joined us today. Good morning, Nerd and Chris Edgar. They love the movie. Justine says, wow, 25 years. Charles says, better show Shooter's response. And we did. There you go, nerds. There you go. I guess you guys like it. It's awesome. Whatever. I have things that are more fun. You ready? Yeah. I have things that are going to blow your mind.
I just want to say that Kayla is scolding you for not liking that movie.
Well, Kayla, I'm going to praise because all the funny nerd things you're seeing on our Facebook and Instagram, that's Kayla finding and uploading and being funny. So get to know Kayla. Say hello to your little friend. I don't know. That's where I'm going to go. Anyway, babe.
Yes.
I have some weird ass facts.
Do you really? Some weird ass facts.
All right. I'm going to try to do this like at least once a month because these things are hilarious to me and you have no idea what they are.
I'm going to start looking for weird ass facts now. Oh, I should have when you commissioned me to make
it. You had 2 weeks.
I know.
Okay. Ready? Here's one that our audience is going to love.
Please.
You guys who love all the poop and fart jokes.
Oh, that's me.
If you hold in your farts long enough, the gas can be reabsorbed and come out of your mouth.
Shut your face. That is not true.
These are all weird ass facts.
These, I need to shut. No.
You're
going
to say that to every single one.
No.
It's not fun if you don't believe any of them.
Hold on. I'm going to start holding it in right now.
No. All right. Number two. You're bioluminescent. Basically, that's right. You glow. The light just isn't perceptible to the human eye.
Shut up.
I always knew I glue. What color am I?
We're all stardust. I know, but we're not glowing.
I love that all the nerds are like not liking the fart one. You guys like it. It's funny.
He called.
I might be saying. What? Say it.
I was going to say he called a shit poop. Sorry.
I might be saying this wrong, but Demodex.
What?
Demodex.
Demodex.
They're the mites that live on your face. First of all, we have mites that live on our face.
I don't believe this either.
And they have no anus. And they release a lifetime of poop on your face when they die. Though they vary in quantity by individual, studies have shown that the DNA from those mites are present on the majority of faces.
Where do you get this? I need source material.
When was the last time that you washed your face? I would believe that you have mites on your face.
This morning. But maybe the mites are my friend. Zuh.
You know what's...
Who are your friends? A bunch of mites on my face.
Okay. You're 10 times more likely to get bit by a New Yorker than a shark. You're okay. Also more likely to get bit by a New Yorker than you are a rat in New York.
I totally believe that.
Where's Timmy? Ask Timmy. Justine, is it true? Are you more likely to get bit by a New Yorker than a rat? I actually lived in New York for 2 years. Luckily, was not bit by either. But I did see a homeless woman poop right in front of me on the subway. That was fun.
New York, New York.
A lot of poop this segment. Sorry, should have warned you.
No, we're living our...
All right, one
living,
more.
We're living our truth.
I have one more for you. I have to look at this closely because, you know, my eyes are getting old. Here we go.
Justine, hashtag facts.
Your heart will sync to the rhythm of the music that you're listening to. I really love this one, by the way. I'm going to repeat that just so y'all hear it. Your heart will sync to the rhythm of the music that you're listening to. A study showed that the crescendo. Thank you. They led to a temporary increase in blood vessels and heart rate, which went back down during the decrescendo. With the air you breathe.
I should have read this.
So,
I have two to combine, but I actually kind of want to read the next one because it's kind of disgusting.
Essentially, if you listen to Skrillex all the time, your heart's going to explode.
I don't know what Skrillex is, but yes. I actually really like that fact about the heart. I'm going to leave you with a gross one though, because I accidentally put it on here. The air you breathe in a train station is 15% human skin. If you think leaving a train station will save you from inhaling skin, you just know that about 80% of the floating specks you see in a sunbeam are also skin.
Think about it. When you scratch your arm, where does that go?
Oh, yeah. Flaky humans. Pooping human flakes. All right. Moving on. I love you.
Ugh. I hate that one.
What?
I hate it.
Get out!
I told you I
hate
it.
That's the best one I've ever done.
It's so corny. Show them again.
I love you.
Ugh. Such a nerd.
Yep.
Podcast listeners who aren't seeing this, you're really missing out. See his terrible transitions he makes. They're so bad, they're funny.
Okay. What time is it?
So Zooey Deschanel and Michael Bolton. What an odd couple that is.
Yeah.
Are going to host a reboot of the celebrity dating game.
Good Lord. Well, how in the world did they come up with those two people? Like Zooey Deschanel, she's a
little
singing.
Also, it's weird that she would do that after New Girl. Like,
I mean, she wants to do something different. Michael Bolton? No idea where that came from.
Very bizarre pairing.
And we're not talking about the character from Office Space.
But, Chris Edgar has a weird fact.
Please.
I want to put that up. If our nerds have weird facts, we need to put that in.
Okay.
Chris Edgar says, my physics teacher said that all the water you'll ever drink in your life contains some dinosaur urine.
Shut up.
you got to come with your weird facts every week. This
Those are
so
some
fun.
Weird ass
also,
facts.
When I stuck out my tongue, Kayla said, Jen, you just licked human skin.
Yeah. Wait.
Okay. Anyway. So, yeah, super odd couple, Justine. So, but this gave us an idea. We want you guys to ask us questions. Now, we're kind of going to do it more in the newlywed game style where yes. we have our little whiteboards.
Got the whiteboards ready.
So Harley's going to ask sample questions so you can get your questions ready.
Yes.
So Harley, give us some sample questions.
What is John's favorite pizza topping?
Ugh, I think I would know. We're probably going to argue about this.
Okay, you said.
I said jalapeno.
You're incorrect.
Black olives. You've literally never put black olives on a pizza since we've been together ever in life. I ask him. I will say, babe.
I'm sorry.
No, I will say, babe, what do you want on your side?
Oh, you have a different answer than my answer?
I'll say, babe, what do you want on your side? And he has never once in our entire
I know these guys don't Harley want black olives
no,
on their pizza.
I say on I'm your
being
pizza.
Very
I say,
accommodating.
I don't want, okay. I don't want jalapeno. Oh, get ready for it. This is going to be the whole show. I don't want jalapenos on my side, but you've said jalapenos.
I will have jalapenos gladly on my side. I love black olives.
This game is over right now. We're done.
Bring it. Bop, 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 bop. Technical difficulties.
All right. Give us another question, Harley.
Jen's favorite playwright.
Ha-ha.
Playwright?
Do you know my favorite playwright?
Playwright? That's pretty obscure. We've had many years of conversations. I don't think your favorite playwright ever came up.
I'll give you a hint. I have all the volumes of his plays on my bookshelf, including his biography.
All right. Is it Shakespeare?
No. It's Neil Simon. Have you never looked?
Isn't he a singer?
That's Neil Diamond.
Wait, Paul Simon.
Barefoot in the Park, The Odd Couple.
Yeah, okay.
Literally, babe, half of our bookshelf is taken up by his plays.
Maybe you should say once in a while.
Maybe
that we're
you
together.
Should say, babe, I'm interested in you. Why do you have all these books?
Or maybe you should say, hey, I like Neil Simon one time in your life.
We have talked about that. I have talked about my love for those plays. All right, one more.
Moving on.
One more
question.
John's favorite football team.
I honestly don't know this because he kind of doesn't really like football. I'm just going to go with.
Not till Super Bowl Sunday.
Right? He doesn't watch football till Super Bowl Sunday. I'm just going to go with the local team, I guess, and I'm going to put Rams. I don't even know who the 49ers are. Who are the 49ers? What state are they? What city are they?
San Francisco. Wow.
We know nothing about each other.
I need a mind-blown button.
Do you want this back?
Nerd alert!
Here's an interesting nerd question from Christy Lee.
Oh, are we doing it? Are we not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is Jen going to have a traditional wedding dress or a nerdy wedding dress for the wedding?
Oh, that's easy.
This is going to sound dirty, but it's not meant to be. Should we go at the same time?
Yes. I'm okay with that.
We've had this talk.
Oh, for the podcast listeners, I said nerdy dress.
I say no dress. Because
when you said that, I actually thought naked. That's why I said
it's
going to
sound dirty. We've had this talk. There's not going to be a whole wedding ceremony and all that. We're going to probably go out in front of like the Hogwarts castle and Harley's probably going to officiate and then it's going to be done. And then we're going to go ride a ride.
Okay.
That's how we do.
All right.
I'm not coming to the wedding if you're not wearing a dress.
We got more questions or do we want to do some?
Kate Carson's quote, though, about Neil Simon's kind of hilarious. She says, quote, I'm interested in you. Why do you have all these books? All right, Kate. I see you. I hear you.
What was John's college major?
Oh, crap. I just wrote his bio, too. Oh, shit. Okay, wait. I think I know.
Gotta go with the Harry Potter garb.
I think I know this. Oh, I'm sorry. My writing is really, really lame right now because I'm trying to go fast. All right. Should we go at the same time or you want to go?
No, you. The person who it's about goes last.
Okay.
I'm making this up as we go along.
I think your major was like English or something related to English, but I know your minor was theater.
And
English lit. Okay, good. Ha, ha, I knew something. Only because he made me work and I had to do his bio.
Mm-hmm. I was asking me to proofread.
From Maria Barton, what was Jen's college major?
Ooh. Do you know this one, babe?
Summer Walter said, wait, what? No dress? I've been planning your wedding, so buck up, girl. Nerdy or traditional?
Okay.
Okay. Oh, she didn't finish. You rat bastard. Here, you can have this back.
Wait.
You did finish college.
I'm a college grad, you jerk face.
Wait, I thought you said...
How do you not know that I'm a college graduate, you...
There's nowhere to hide. Like, I want to
Hide. Wow. No, babe. Wait. I am a theater major. I studied acting. I graduated with a theater degree and a minor in speech communication. And yes, I do spell theater R-E, as does AMC Theaters, because we had this fight yesterday when he tried to change how I spell it.
Oh, okay. Like squirming.
All right. They got more.
Next question.
Oh, God.
This one's easy.
Okay.
What is a fandom you both love?
Well, I mean, we love all of them.
Let's just say one at the same time together. Let's even write it. Ready?
Okay.
One, two, three. Star Wars. Okay. I figured you'd say that.
All right.
And Justine says she spells theater like that too. Ha 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 ha.
I write theater with R E, except if you go to watch a movie,
AMC type spells it with an R E.
I know they're messing me all up.
Okay, what's the question?
What was the question?
What is John's favorite book?
Oh crap! I do know this, but I don't know the name of it. It's the one with your name came from, right? I'm gonna say this. I might be wrong, but I'm gonna put this and hope to God. I think this is it.
Maria says John is failing. Oh, man, I can't stop laughing.
Ready? I'm going to go. Should we go at the same time?
Yeah, sure. Hold on.
I think it's the same one. I think it's the one where you got L.A. Rand from, right?
It is.
The Wheel of Time.
Wheel of Time. Eye of the world.
See who actually pays attention to what he says.
Oh, this is interesting.
Uh-oh.
Kayla says, theater is only in regards to a building. Theatre is everything else.
Oh, interesting.
So AMC is wrong and I'm right.
No, but we're not talking about the AMC building. We're talking about AMC is everything else.
Weird ass fact.
And Summer also spells it with an R-E, so ha!
Okay. What is Jen's most preferable ice cream topping?
Okay.
I know this.
Well, this is tricky because I don't really do ice cream. But I'm going to go based on what the only ice cream I really get so that you're not totally off. I might spell it wrong.
Oh, this is going to start a debate on how you say it.
It's either this whipped cream.
When's the last time you saw me get ice cream with whipped cream? What did we get the other day?
Caramel.
See, I was going to put
salted caramel, but. Yes, anything salted caramel, I'm in. And I really love peanuts chopped up in little small bits on top of ice cream.
Okay.
You need to better answers.
What is both of your favorite characters from one fandom? So, Star Wars.
Okay, so I got to say what his is, and he has to say what mine is.
Well, crap. We can't do that. You just said it on the air.
So let's do Harry Potter.
Okay, Harry
Potter. Who do I think your favorite character is Harry Potter? Who do you think my favorite character from Harry Potter is?
Okay.
Shoot, I don't even know.
So your favorite character is?
I'm going to go with,
like, Mom's is obvious.
I'm going to go with this first. I'm writing yours, right?
Yeah, and I'm writing your favorite character.
Okay. So you got to say who is your favorite character and see what I wrote.
Okay. Okay. My favorite character, Harry Potter.
I guessed it. Harry Potter.
Your favorite character.
It's really tough. It's probably, Snape is the first one that comes to mind, but I really love Ron. It's probably between Snape and Ron.
Really?
Who did you guys both think?
Hermione.
No.
Dumbledore.
Babe, how many times have I told you I'm mad at Dumbledore? He's a liar and I hate him. I've said it over and over and over for years.
If you like Dumbledore,
you've never listened to me
ever. Game ever.
All right, one more audience one, and then we'll have Harley do the rapid fires.
What was Jen's first job?
Oh, I know this.
Do you know this?
Yeah.
I gotta have some kind of thing for the podcast listeners. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Maria says the last time he saw whipped cream was when black olives were his favorite.
Thank you.
All right. Your first job was at that fish joint.
No, baby. I had many, many jobs. That was my job I got when I graduated from college. And I was trying to save from when I was trying to
I
save.
I thought you said you were in high school.
When I tried to, when I was saving for college after, I was saving for New York after college.
You
I
didn't get
for,
a degree.
I worked for when I didn't get my degree after I graduated without a degree. I worked at Captain D's, and he knows that because yesterday I talked about how Harley and him both got shrimp scampi, and I think it's disgusting and it smells terrible, and it gives me PTSD from working at Captain D's.
So good.
So at least you remembered something. But no, my I know your first job.
What?
It was the was your first job the shoe salesman guy at the Vegas?
It's Just for Feet, the world's largest shoe store.
See, I listen. No, mine was a cashier at a store called Venture. Do you guys remember Venture?
Nope.
It's now like a it was like a Target, but it was Venture. It was in Fairview Heights. I worked as a store cashier.
Huh. Well, like, this game is good for one
also,
thing.
Also, another tip.
I'm learning stuff about you.
Really, honestly, all we do is like hang out, watch movies. We don't talk. I will say another a tidbit about that, though. My very first job as a cashier at Venture, my first day was supposed to be on my birthday when I turned 16. But when I turned 16, it was the worst day my dad ever let me skip school because he took me to DMV to get my license, which was like my dad never did something like that. And then I showed up with my my mom got me this really used crappy car, but it was a new car. So I showed up, drove to school to pick up my then boyfriend and my best friend in my new car and called in sick on my first day of work.
Wow.
Okay. Harley's got some rapid fires.
Okay.
We're just going to.
Thank you, nerds. Those were great questions.
You've
shown that I don't know anything about the nerd sitting next to me. Thank you.
Do you love me more or less is the question.
Oh, more.
So Harley's going to ask a bunch of rapid fire questions and we're just going to do like this. Whoa.
Hold on, Christy, the more you know.
What's the music? I don't remember the music. There was like a chime.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay. So.
Okay. Rapid fire questions.
She's answering rapid fire and we're just going to point and say Jen or John. Okay. If it's me, I'm going to say Jen. If it's you, you're going to say John and we're going to point.
Okay.
You ready? Go.
Who said I love you first?
Jen.
Most impatient.
Jen.
Most sensitive.
Me. John.
Loudest.
John. Me.
Stubborn.
John.
Hey, falls asleep first.
What?
John. Who falls asleep first?
Me.
John.
Better morning person.
John.
Most competitive.
John. Me. Dang.
Funniest.
John. Jen. No, it's you, baby.
Who is more social?
Jen.
Who's a neat freak?
Jen.
Who initiated the first kiss?
John.
Okay.
Wow. We knew them all.
That my hands are sweaty.
I'm so proud of us. We actually knew things. I'm most proud of is your growth to be able to say, I am the most stubborn. He said that about himself.
Oh yeah. Therapy. It's great.
All right, baby. Hit the button.
This is the name.
Justine says, I can't stop thinking about the mites on my face.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Hold on. I'm going to have a private conversation with the mites living on my face right now. What's up, guys? You having a good time?
They're going to die and explode poop all over your face. Enjoy that.
Hold on. Some just did.
Ew. Oh, Omar said, welcome, Omar.
Omar, what's up?
Omar says, I love that you guys both think the other one is funnier. Good stuff. That is kind of nice, but we both know you're the funnier one.
She's funny in that cruel, like, stab you kind of way. And I'm funny in the, I just got stabbed kind of way.
My God. Summer says, oh, I love that my babies know each other after all. Okay. First bit of nerd news.
What do we got?
We got some Tim Burton news.
Ooh.
Wednesday Addams is going to be a limited series for Netflix.
That's right. I think this is big news. Some other people I know didn't think that was big news.
That is not.
Don't we that is, all that is love not, a that nightmare is, before Christmas?
Oh, you're gonna move off of this topic of Wednesday.
Oh shoot! I had it all prepped in my head.
He is a dork.
I saw the picture and I thought it was A Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's why I was confused. I was like, nobody cared about Sally really.
But Wednesday Addams having a limited series is interesting. And I thought that. I was like, I bet Harley would even watch this. And Christy says, yes, I'm so excited. You like Jesse Spano.
I'm so excited. And I just can't hide it.
I don't know that's how it was, but
okay. It wasn't anything like that.
All right, guys, I have your list of everything coming to Disney Plus this month because we're going to have our last WandaVision.
Is it next
week,
episode?
I think.
The last one?
No, was there 10 or 9? I don't remember. The last one is on March 5th. Is that next Friday?
It is. Yeah, today's the 27th.
Okay. So I've got to, but Disney Plus has given us a lot of stuff. So here we go. We've got March 5th, Raya and the Last Dragon is going to start. Mm-hmm. They're going to charge you $30. So if I were you, I would just wait because you're going to eventually be able
to
watch.
We don't have movies to watch. I say we pay. We support the movie industry.
I literally love Kelly Tran's voice in the previews. I'm not a fan of how I love Awkwafina. I think she's amazing, but it's too much seeing her in the booth when I hear the dragon. I hate when I can see the actor in the booth. So I don't know. Hopefully it'll win me over once we're watching it because I do love them. We have March 5th, WandaVision's final episode. March 19th, new series finally. The Falcon and the Winter Soldier will be joining us.
I'm excited about that. If WandaVision is any indication, this Marvel, God, they put out such good product. It's going to be awesome. We just get to see extended,
And Loki will also be June 11th.
I have a question for our producer, Harley, who is a fan of Sebastian Stan, the Winter Soldier, very much so, who is also a fan of the show we just saw, or you put up there?
Loki.
What do you like better?
Bucky or Loki?
Yep.
Loki by 1,000 miles.
She's a big
Are you
Loki
kidding me?
Fan.
Okay. All right.
Okay, but I wanted to share this with you guys. Have you seen the Mighty Ducks will be there. It's premiering March 26th. Mm-hmm. I want to show you a bit of the trailer. I'm in 30 seconds. I'm in 10 seconds into this trailer.
Do you have it?
Yep. Holly's going to play it. I think.
I got to cut you. If you can't be great at hockey, it's like, don't bother.
I want you to think about all the other kids who've been told that they're too small or too slow. They just want to get out there and play. Let's start our own team.
I love it.
All we need is an ice rink.
You lost? So if you're looking at red skates, that's up front.
Tell me the underdogs are going to come through me.
No! Yeah. Stop! No! Why would you do that?
I know! You're going to watch it, right? It looks so good.
Why
it
would you... So, nerds, please lecture her. She just stopped. I was way into that.
I know. Watch it afterwards.
It looks so good. I'm not even like a huge Mighty Ducks fan, but I think that looks so good. Very excited. Okay.
Wait, some nerds have. First of all, we're going to start with Kate Carson. Agree, John. Gonna support the movie industry. It's just anyone ever agrees with me, got to put it up.
Okay, let me stop really quick. It's not that I'm not wanting to support the movie industry or the movie. What I don't want to pay $30 to Disney Plus for a movie that literally, if I cancel my subscription, I can never watch. So I will watch. I will gladly pay $30 on AMCtheaters.com or Fandango, somewhere where when I can log in and watch it forever and ever and ever. I just wanted that said. All continue. Right.
Jason Smith says, if WandaVision is any indication, Falcon won't even fly until episode 4. That is a good point because, man, WandaVision took a little time to get some legs under her.
Yeah, but now we appreciate those legs.
Oh, my God, yes. Okay.
So, I was one of the complainers.
See, Kate, how dare you cut it off? Emilio, Omar says, Emilio looking like Hitler. See, I don't know because I didn't see the rest of it. Ducks fly together, Justine.
And Maria geeked out when she saw Emilio. I just think it looks so good.
Yes,
looks so good.
I'm happy.
You had some Golden Girls news?
Bring it up. Golden Girls coming to Disney Plus.
Are we in it?
I put that up there because that's our age bracket.
What?
Coming soon to you.
Why wasn't that on my Disney Plus list if it's coming to Disney Plus?
It's coming to Disney Plus.
I just ran a whole date of Disney Plus, but you didn't.
Well, it is. And I think when we watched Family Ties and we really liked it?
Yeah.
I think the same will apply to Golden Girls.
I'm not
Girls.
Watching Golden Girls.
Oh, come on. Come on. Why not?
Here's one, though, that Christina Avina, are you still on? All my 90s babies are going to be excited. I'm excited. Rugrats coming to Paramount Plus in a reboot with the original voice cast. I think that's awesome. There's a lot coming to Paramount Plus, by the way. I think we're going to have to get it, which is like another streaming
How many streaming?
I know.
We're going to pay more than like
than we would if we just had cable. I know. I know. That's okay. I want to get rid of HBO and just, I would just replace it with Paramount Plus, I think. What else?
Oh, nerd news
it's been confirmed that Rian Johnson's still getting his Star Wars trilogy.
So I didn't even bring it. I had this in my nerd news too, and I didn't even bring a picture for it because I was like, oh man. Okay, check this out. If Rian Johnson...
Couldn't they have just given him that and not given him The Last Jedi?
That's what I'm saying. Like, will he thrive given his... leaving him to his own devices for his whole... You don't give a not like an... your novel to someone else after writing a third of it.
He'll say, here, go write chapter seven.
I have no idea. We're not going to collaborate on what the outline's going to be. Just take it to wherever you want to go.
Yeah, literally, like, here, just go write chapter eight. Yeah, some stuff happened before that, and some stuff will happen after.
Yeah, yeah. I'll figure it out. You can put some stuff in there. Wow. I'll figure it out at the end. So, okay.
Here's something I found very interesting. Again, Paramount Plus. Nearly 30 years after they started the downfall of society, Real World, the first one ever, is reuniting for a little show.
Never watched it.
So here's the thing. I actually did watch the first Real World ever because it was back when MTV was all music videos. And it came on. Like, so it was new. So you're making this face, but you have to remember, there was no such thing as reality TV. So it was really interesting
to watch.
Wasn't
Survivor on?
No,
Real World was the first.
As I said, they started the downfall of society.
But there was no world. Go ahead.
I loved the character of Julie and like her best friend, who I can't remember, or who became her best friend. And I don't know. I really liked, there was a musician in it. I don't remember their names, but I remember really liking it. So I'm interested to see where they are now and how, and if they take the blame for starting the destruction of society. That's all I'm going to say. Okay.
What's next for nerd news?
Something you're going to finally like.
Yes.
South Park is coming back with a 1-hour special. It's a vaccination special.
Shut the hell up.
Look at their little masks they're wearing.
Oh, we're going to watch that. I know you don't like South Park. Ladies and gentlemen, nerds around the world, this one does not like South Park at all.
Loves me anyway.
It's an acquired taste.
It is very much an acquired taste, but I grew up. I mean, I watched from the late 90s all the way through, like, it's a large part of
He's always quoting South Park, and I'm just like blank faced. I don't get it.
They've evolved. They've started off with like poop and fart jokes, and
that's what I saw.
And now they've completely.
I will watch this one with you.
Yeah. All right.
I'll give it 10
Nerds,
minutes.
Let's watch
and then
South
I'm
Park.
Gonna walk out. Oh, speaking of which, we gave Lois and Clark 10. I was gonna give Lois Superman and Lois.
Yeah, we were supposed to talk
on
about
CW.
That.
I was going to give them 10 minutes last night. We ended up watching the whole thing, but the whole time we were kind of riffing on it and liking it. So are we going to watch another one?
We are going to watch another one because I don't think the dust hasn't settled yet.
We were like, the funniest moment is, I don't want to spoil it because you haven't watched it, but the funniest moment is when somebody who really, 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 I mean like really knows Clark Kent didn't know he was Superman.
Oh,
and then he takes off the glasses. Okay. We literally start dying laughing.
The conceit that they've used for every decade since Superman came out is, oh, I'm Clark Kent. I am Superman. I took my glasses on and off for the podcast listeners.
We were just.
They're still doing it in the most ridiculous way. I'm going to talk about it.
Because I don't want to spoil it because I'm watching it. It just came out. There's only one episode. But if I look at Harley and I go, who is that? Who's our producer, Harley? And then she takes off the glasses. I was like,
oh my God.
My daughter. I wouldn't have known if she didn't take the. That's how the moment was.
You have to see it to believe it.
But there is some interesting things happen, so I guess we'll give it one more shot.
Yeah.
Why not? But okay, final piece of film and TV news. Another one you may be interested in. Mm-hmm. MST3K, the mad scientists, are going to have a monthly live stream riff series on YouTube. You're going to have to pay to watch them.
Ah, come on.
But hey, it's more MST.
All right. I'm in.
Gaming news.
Wait, do I have a picture there of the Punisher? And
no, you did not give me any of your pictures. Uh-huh. I asked him all week for his pictures, and
there's no picture there of
nothing.
Two comics, Punisher and Jennifer January
no,
Jones.
You never gave it to me.
Okay, well, there's Punisher and January Jones news from Marvel. Okay, Marvel got the rights back to him from Netflix, so this means that your favorite characters, the Punisher and January Jones, are going to be.
You keep saying January Jones, but wasn't January Jones in Mad Men?
Sorry, who's the character that you liked?
Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones. I'm dumb. Oh, that's a question we should ask in the dating game. Who's dumber? John. Anyway.
You're book smarter, but in real world, I'm smarter.
crossovers. Punisher and Wolverine and Spider-Man all together. Let's go. What's next?
So basically you're saying there's going to be more Marvel movies.
Yep.
They're just all a cluster
more properties
of things.
Yes.
Confusing.
Mm-hmm.
What is happening up here? Something happened where Kate said, hashtag, I'm with Jen, no South Park. And then Jay says, who is her husband? Hashtag, Kate is dumb. I'm glad we could break up other nerd couples.
At first, I thought it was Jason Smith replying to Kate. Like, you don't even know her.
But that's okay. Yeah. This is a safe nerd space to riff on each other.
It is,
it's okay.
Yes. Safe space.
And Brian says his better half hates it too. gaming news, sort of gaming movie news. So Fortnite is going to be the first video game to host a film festival.
Oh, wow.
They have a potential of a 350 million person audience. Holy. I'm sorry, but gamers are not going to stop playing their game to watch your movies. I'm curious how it's going to work as a filmmaker who submits to festivals. Yeah, very bizarre.
You know what they could do? First of all, they could make it a short film festival with attention spans.
I'm sure it's short.
So
films.
5 minute or less.
That's what the Black Magic Collective Film Festival is. If you're watching it, you have a film festival.
Fortnite has already had live events with like music venues and stuff like that. They can easily do this.
In some strange news, did you hear about the stray dogs with bright blue fur that have been spotted roaming the streets of an abandoned chemical plant in the city, Russian city of, aww, I'm not even going to try to say it,
man,
about 230 miles east of Moscow. Animal activist groups suspect exposure to harmful chemicals may have resulted in the animal's fur taking on blue hue. So at first, like, cool, blue dogs. And then you realize they're probably chemically.
Yeah, I feel altered. Bad.
But does that mean like they're like super dogs? Like, are they out there like saving the world against crime?
Smurf dogs.
That's less cool. Also, in other strange news, Fry's is closing.
That sucks.
If you don't know, Fry's is like a huge electronics store. It was like a Best Buy meets Radio Shack.
It's like a Best Buy meets Disneyland electronics store.
No, but it
I loved roaming those aisles.
I hated it, but you could get any. It's the only place you could walk in and get a random cable you needed or something, or an album of 21 Pilots. It's like it was. You could get anything.
A pack of gummy bears
and a refrigerator.
Yeah.
And astronaut ice cream.
Let's go.
Anyway, it's closing, guys.
Which, by the way, they only sell astronaut ice cream sandwiches now, which is stupid.
Yeah, that's really disappointing.
Well, they won't be selling anything soon.
And
did you know that American Airlines saw UFO pilots, cigar-shaped?
Wait, speak more?
American Airlines, the crew and passengers saw a UFO, cigar-shaped, zoom by them. Just want you to know that. They're out there. We believe.
Well, nerds, this has been an enlightening episode.
Thanks for joining us, nerds. Remember to subscribe on YouTube, Apple Podcasts.
TwoNerdsShow.com if you haven't signed up to be on our mailing list, which would be really great for special things coming. I want to end on some good news.
Please.
Some fun news. It's also Supergirl related.
Ooh.
We are going to have our first Latina Supergirl.
Yeah.
But I want to show you guys the video. So we're going to leave. We're going to let this video play after we say goodbye. But I want you to stay and watch it because it's absolutely just like adorable. And it's
great. I have not seen it.
So I'm going to move.
So what is it?
I'm going to move to this. I'm not even going to set it
okay.
up. I'm just going to say it's I think a director or the showrunner, somebody calling her to. Let me see if I have her name. I meant to write her name down. I don't think I have it. Anyway, calling her to tell her the news. And go ahead and hit go.
You've been listening to Two Nerds in a Garage podcast. If you're having fun nerding out with us, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Rate and review as it really helps others find the show.
Sorry, we're going to play this first. I can't see both.
Still don't have an answer.
Hold on. Pause it all. See, I was trying to find a video so Harley could actually play it, but let me just do this. I'm going to stop screen. I'm going to share this because I want you guys to see it. It's really good. We're going to share this. And we're going to go full screen. I'm going to take us out in a second once I hit play.
have an answer, but I need to ask you a couple more questions.
Hola, Sasha. ¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien. ¿Y tú cómo
estás?
That's
Andy Muschietti.
The truth is that I don't, you know, we still don't have an answer, but I need to ask you a couple more questions.
Hi. Can I fly?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you mean, can I fly?
Like, fly, like, physically.
If you need me to.
Okay.
No, of course not. ¿Cómo así que si puedo volar? O sea, ¿qué?
All right. Do you want to fly?
Yeah, I would love to.
Okay. Well, then maybe you will need this. You know what this
what
is?
What?
You're Supergirl. Felicitaciones. Muy bien. ¿Está bien, Sasha? Come
no.
back. Felicitaciones. Congratulations, Sasha. You made it. You made it.
Thank you, guys. This is like... Okay.
Thank you. No, thank you. We're all thrilled about it. You know, we're super happy. And
little me would be like, no way. Can I freak out for a second?
Of course. Yeah, yeah. Take your time.
I got it.
¿Sabías lo que era?
I can't. I'm probably not going to stop crying all day. And I'll probably see you guys and talk to you guys and also cry in the middle of a conversation with you guys. So I just want to say thank you so much again. I really like.
Yeah, you're really.
Thank you. Thank you. Truly.
You've been listening to Two Nerds in a Garage podcast. If you're having fun nerding out with us, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Rate and review as it really helps others find the show, which helps us. We're also on all of your other favorite podcast apps, as well as on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
This show is supported by our listeners just like you. Please visit twonerdsinagarage.com to find all the ways you can help keep supporting us, including our merch shop and direct donations through PayPal. Thank you again for being on this hero's journey with us.